This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Agata Mayed. I just want to share with you something on Daf Nun in Masechta Nedarim regarding Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara tells us that Rabbi Akiva iskadish le barte de Kaba Savua. Rabbi Akiva did Kiddushin. He married the daughter of Kaba Savua. Shama Kaba Savua. Yeah. Kaba Savua heard. Adra Hana mikol nechse. So he ossered her in benefit from all of his possessions. Uzlav insibus le besisva. They then went and they did nesuin in the winter. It's interesting, the Ben Yahyada and Ksubis asked the following stira. From the Gemara Tzmashma in Ksubis, that she sent him to learn Torah before the Nisuin. But in the Gemara Nedarim, it's Mashma, that he did Nisuin to her in his poverty. That means he went to do Nisuin before he learned Torah. So it's a little bit of a contradiction. The Ben Yoyada asks in Ksuba Samach Beis, Amid Beis. And the Ben Yoyada says that certainly he did Nisuin even before he went to learn. So what happened was, first he did Kiddushin, so that the father, Kaba Savua, should not find out about it. And therefore he didn't do Nisuin, because if he would have done Nisuin, he would have definitely found out. And at that point, she sent him to learn. Then, after he went to learn Torah, the father heard about it. And he chased her out of the house. So when Rabbi Akiva heard, he came back and to do Nisuin. In other words, the way the Ben Yahyada reconciles the Gemara in Nedarim with the Gemara in Ksubas is originally he attempted only to do Kiddushin so that the father shouldn't find out. And then he went to learn. Once he started learning, the father found out. So he figured he might as well do Nisuin. Anyway, that's the Ben Yahyada in Ksubas on Ayin Beis, on Samach Beis Amud Beis. Anyway, the Gemara here continues, Havaganu beitivna, they slept in the straw, Havaka mankit le tivna min mazie. Our gersa is, she picked the straw from his hair. However, the Hagois v'tziyunim brings that the gersa is, he picked the straw from her hair. We'll see, it makes a difference. Amar Allah, he said to her, Ihavali, if I had the money, Ramine lech Yushalayim de Dahava, I would place a Jerusalem of gold on your head. The Marsha asks, what do you mean? But the Gemara tells us that they made a gzera not to have crowns on the head of the Chasan Mekala. So how could Rabbi Akiva say that he would make this crown for her? So Marsha says that gzera was only for a Chasan Mekala, but not for a regular wife. It was the gzera, Bepomos Shel Titus, they made a gzera not to make these crowns, but that did not apply to a regular wife. Okay, so what I want to bring to your attention is an interesting Ben Yahyada here, not in Nedarim. The Ben Yahyada says, Rabbi Kiva says to his wife, Yihavali ramino lach Yushalayim dedava. If I would have had the money, I would make you a Jerusalem of gold. Kasha, the Ben Yahyada asks, Havale lameimar avidnu lach. It should have said, I'll make for you a golden Jerusalem. Why does he say, I'll put it on your head? Umay raminalach. What does he mean, I'll put it on your head? V'nirali b'siyata d'shmaya. It would seem to me, says Ben Yahyada, d'nadar la, he made a neder to her, shehu ba'atzma yasim la zeh hatachshet b'reisha. The neder was not he's going to make it, that he personally would put it on her head. Ki zeh hatachshet hu atara b'reish. It was a crown. It definitely had straps of gold to tie it onto her head. It needed to be placed through someone else. That it should be placed very well. And it should be tied. That it should stay and not fall. And he made an eder ukshara hakol yasala biyadav, that the placement and the tying he would do personally. As a reward for the honor that she showed him in their poverty with her own hands. Now the girs of the Ben Yayada is different than the way I explained it, because we explained it that he plucked the straw from her hair. Here the Ben Yayada says his girs is she plucked it from his head. Shaisam la ketasloi biyadeha es hativna min mazi, as a reward for her plucking the hair from his head, he says, I will pay you back by personally placing the gold crown on your head. I would just say, if you look carefully in the Ran says that he plucked it from her head. Min mazie haya malaket atevin misaroi say. She, actually the Ran says, she plucked it from his head. So according to the Ran, she plucked it from his head. Let's see what Rashi says. Also Rashi says, she plucked it from his head. So as a reward for him plucking it from his head, he is saying that I will pay you back that I will pay you back that I will personally place the crown on your head. By the way, if you say it differently, if you interpret the Gemara that he plucked it from her head, maybe what he's saying is you suffered the indignity that you had straw in your hair and I had to pluck it from your hair, and I will reward you that I will one day personally place the crown on your head. In any event, the Ben Yehoyada says, with this, we could explain what it says in Avos Rav Nosa and Perek Vav, that the students told Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi, baishtanu mimasha asis la. You embarrassed us with what you did to her. The students of Rabbi Akiva told him, Rabbi, you embarrassed us by putting the crown on her head. Amar lohem, he said, Harbeit sar nitzara imi b'toira. She took great pains in Torah, so I had to give her the crown. The Kasav HaGoyin Chidah Shebesefer Bin Yehoshua Pirish, the Chidah quotes the Binyan Yehoshua, who explains, Biyosh hu lanu ulenashoysenu. It's embarrassing for us and our wives, She'ein lohem tachshitin chashuvin kamaisa, that our wives don't have such chashuva tachshitin. The Kasav al Devarav, the Chidah says, Loi Nehira. It's not clear. Why are the students commenting to Rabbi Akiva on his jewelry purchase for his wife? How could they equate? Why would they want to be comparable to Rabbi Akiva? The Gemara says on the bottom of the page that Rabbi Akiva was very wealthy. Chazal tell us that in the Yushalmi, that even the wife of Ram Gamliel didn't have jewelry the way the wife of Rabbi Akiva had jewelry. Rabbi Akiva was much more wealthy. Even the wife of Ram Gamliel didn't have such jewelry, Veneskana, and she was jealous. Kamasha Kasav in the Yushalmi, Beperek Bamal Isha. Uma Busha Yagielahen. Why would it be embarrassing for the students? Because Rabbi Akiva's wife has such nice jewelry? Because Rabbi Akiva was a millionaire. The answer is they weren't embarrassed by Rabbi Akiva's purchase of jewelry. They were embarrassed by Rabbi Akiva personally waiting and servicing his wife by putting it on her head, because that was something they could have easily done and they didn't. Ukafia Amar Muvan Shaper Devrayim. Based on what we learned, it's very understandable. Ba'oimram, when they said Biyashtanu, you embarrassed us, Mimasha Asisla, and what you did for her, the lav alasias hatachshit kamri, they weren't talking about making the jewelry. Ella alasher hiniach la hatachshit hazeh biyadav b'roisha. It was that he personally put it on her head. V'hu biyadav kashar kisharav, and he with his own hands tied it. V'siknoi b'roishai, and affixed it to her head, kasher nader la raminalach, like he said in his nether, I will place it. He wasn't saying, I will make it. He was saying, I will place it. V'lachin amar lei b'yashtanu, therefore the student said, Rebbe, you embarrassed us. The adam gadol kamoicha, like that a great person like you, tasa lo sheirazu, should do this kind of service, l'sakein o l'hasim atachshe b'roishai, to put the ornament on her hair. V'amar lohem, so he said, no, ru'uyehi, she is worthy of it. L'chavayr hazeh. B'mnei shenetztara imi b'tayra. Because she took pains with me in Tayra, so she honored me. Therefore, I'm honoring her. V'mkein ba'avur kvada Tayra ani oysa l'hakavayr hazeh. Says Rabbi Akiva, it's not just I'm rewarding her. I am honoring the Tayra by putting this crown on her head. Because since she really was moiser nefesh to take care of me in my time of need, so she honored the Torah, I'm honoring her, and that's an honor for the Torah. Now, one last thing. Why did he honor her by offering a tzura of Yushalayim Shel Zahav? It's interesting. In there is a sefer, Margolius Hashas, who deals with the question, now what exactly was this value of the Yushalayim Shel Zahav? He says it could be that he was giving her a remez. Chazal say, from the day the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, all HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in his world is the Dalet Amos Shel Halacha. Rabbeinu Yonah says the Dalet Amos of Halacha are like today's Beis Hamikdash. The Maral says that the Torah in the Galus is like our Beis Hamikdash. Now, the beginning of the life of Rabbi Akiva was the time of the Churban Bayis Sheni. So Rabbi Akiva maybe was being merames to his wife, in the absence of the Beis Hamikdash, I will make for you the Yerushalayim of Zahav. I will dedicate my life to Torah. That is our Beis Hamikdash in our times, now that the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed. But the Ben Yoyada says, what was the meaning of this Yerushalayim Shel Zahav? Ki Einoi Shel Zahav Pashut, Ela Gufay Zahav. It wasn't just regular gold. The body was gold, but Suras Yushalayim Hosem Mesukenes Ela Ba'avanim Toivais. The image of Jerusalem was with beautiful stones. Hinehu Matza Tam B'Tachshet Zeh. He found a special reason in this Tachshet. Ki Hu Tzafa Baruch HaKodesh. Rabbi Akiva foresaw She Yis'asher Min Shisha Dvarim. Rabbi Akiva saw with the Holy Spirit that he would become wealthy through six ways. Like the Shas says, Ukinaka at Luhu Tamuda, Umispar Yushalayim Zahav, Oila Sheish. The gematria of the words Yushalayim Zahav is 600. Yushalayim is 586. And the word Zahav is 14. Yushalayim Zahav equals Sheish, 6, which is 600. The word sheish, which is 6, is gematria 600. Therefore, he made a neder. Ihavoi li oisher, if I will have wealth, ka'asher anit soifeh, like I foresee, shehubali min sheish dvarim, that comes to me from these 6 ways, raminolach Yushalayim dadava, I will place on your head a Jerusalem of gold. Sheyesh b'shem tachshet zeh misbar sheish, that this ornament has the numerical value of 600. Gam Amar Kain, he also said this, that even though it's a very expensive tachshet, afilu de tachshet zehu yakar, even though it's very expensive, it's tzarech leimois harbe, and it needs a lot of money to buy, ani sas v'sameach v'asiyasai lach, I will rejoice in making it, meaning I'm happy to do it for you. V'zeu Yushalayim zahav, oyla mispar sheish, shehu sasoin, that it equals joy. And by the way, he says something interesting. The reason why he made this neder is he made the neder when she was plucking the hair from his head. What does it mean, his head? It meant his beard. The beard represents the flow of mazel and parnasa. So because she was honoring his beard, He says, one day when I have money from the mazel that is merumas in the zaken, then I will give you this very valuable gift. Okay, so this is a nice idea, especially you're in Yerushalayim. So this was the gift that Rabbi Akiva pledged to his wife. It wasn't just that he would get her the gold, but that he would personally administer to her as a reward for her, so to speak, what she did for him. Okay, Rabbi Yisai? That is today's limud. Have a good day. Agun kvitol, agat mayed, kol tov, agat yar. Enjoy the rest of Yom Tov. Kol tov. Okay, bye.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.